Macmillan Audio presents Woody by David Evanier, read for you by Aaron Abano.
To Dinny Evanier, Andrew Blauner, Gary Terracino, and Mark Evanier. Introduction: How I Got to Woody. I rang his doorbell. I'd been told by a friend of his that he never looked at his mail. Whether that was true or not, I wanted to be sure he knew I was writing a biography of him and that I had some questions for him. So I wrote him a letter and took it to his house. A pleasant-looking fellow peered down and checked me out from an upper story. "I have a letter for Mr. Allen," I said. "Hold on," he said, and a moment later opened the door. He smiled, took the letter from my hand, and said, "Perfect." I was in. Well, not really. I got to Allen, and I didn't get to him. In my letter, I had introduced myself and told Allen that I had already interviewed Jack Rollins, his longtime manager, as well as the film critics John Simon, Annette Insdorf, and Richard Schickel, the former banjoist in his band, Cynthia Sayer, and Sid Weidman, who had seen Woody in his early days when he wrote and performed at the Tamament Resort in the Poconos. I also said that I considered Crimes and Misdemeanors and Zelig to be his masterpieces. I received an email from Woody the following day. He allegedly does not use email, so I assume he dictated his letter to his assistant, Ginny. Since then, I have had a limited back-and-forth correspondence with Allen. He has picked the questions he chooses to answer, but he has been unfailingly courteous. After writing 5 biographies, I have learned at least one essential thing. The iconic image for which we know such a figure.